Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29 says, "Do you see a man skillful in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men." Fellow Marketplace Christians, stop apologizing and start winning. Welcome to The Success Edge, the show that helps you take your walk as a Marketplace Christian to the next level. Here's your host, Christian entrepreneur Tyler McCart.
What's going on, successes? Listen, Tyler McCart coming at you, episode 207. Man, excited to be able to do these episodes with you guys, and know that you guys are blessed people, okay? And I hope that wherever this episode finds you, I remember I was talking to a gentleman, and he was out cutting his grass. It was springtime, and he said, you know, hey, I'm going to listen to this episode of, I think it was Birds May Fly. He was checking out the podcast, and he actually got in touch with me and told me how much he was enjoying it. And I really appreciate it. I really love hearing from you guys, okay? So if you got something, if you really are enjoying these episodes and you really like to, reach out to me, I welcome it. I'm human too, all right? I do enjoy hearing about maybe something that triggers something in you, something you learned from what I might have said, something that you actually got a revelation of that the Holy Spirit was talking to you about while I was talking, and you want to share with me. I'm all about that, because Mr. McCart is human, I'm human, and I need vitamin E as well. Okay, can I just say that, guys? I need vitamin E as well. I need encouragement. And sometimes hearing from you guys is a nice boost of encouragement, just like I got that gentleman told me literally 2 days ago, that he listened to that episode and really helped him kind of fine-tune some things in his brain and some things he just needed to kind of tweak. Is what his message that he heard before, but it was just some things that he was actually allowing slip in his life and how that it really blessed him. And I really appreciated him sharing that with me, that episode blessed him. Because trust me, I'm doing these things based upon the leading of the Holy Spirit, and I know that they're going out because I see the downloads. I see people listening to these. I mean, we're getting ready to be over 100,000 downloads. I mean, in fact, I'm at the time of this recording, I believe we're at 97,000 downloads, and I can probably update that here probably next week whenever I look at it again to see that we're going to probably crest over 100,000 downloads of the podcast, and I just appreciate it. I appreciate you guys sharing this on your social media platforms. But really where I appreciate it the most is when you actually share it directly, when you actually send a text message directly to a friend and say why you're recommending this, or you're actually in conversation with somebody and you share the podcast with them and recommend the podcast. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. And hey, by the way, if you're first time around, okay, hit that subscribe button and stick around, okay? Go back and take the 5-episode challenge. And I promise you, you're going to be blessed, because here on the Success Edge podcast, we're all about you succeeding in the marketplace. We want you to be your very best in the marketplace God's way. We want you to be free. We want you to live stress-free, debt-free, job-free, just total financial independence of this world system. And you can do that right where you're at. Okay? Right where you're at. So I want to talk about a topic that forever changed my life and forever changed my thought process, really, way back in 2002, all right? And this episode really is just, I've talked about these ladies before, but it's just my story and it's my testimony of how that I actually began to see my Heavenly Father as a good Father, as a perfect Father. This is huge for me, guys. I'm just going to say I grew up, going to church, going to a Southern Baptist church in good old Snellville, Georgia, and not taking anything away from that church. I appreciate that church. I got saved in that church. That church taught me some really great foundational truths about the Word of God and about some moral issues that helped steer me clear of some bad situations that I could have ran across as I was growing up. But this my Southern Baptist upbringing did a great job with me, but I was still wanting more. And I decided to venture out from just the Southern Baptist, you know, teaching and get more understanding. I was talking to a gentleman actually on the phone just the other day. He said, yeah, you know, Tyler, I've definitely been reaching out and going deeper into deeper waters with my Heavenly Father than just what my Southern Baptist upbringing taught me. And he said, you know, and again, this is not bashing Southern Baptist, just, you know, there's deeper waters, guys. There's more to your Heavenly Father than just getting saved and hunkering down and, you know, waiting it out until you go and go get to heaven. Okay? You actually can live in victory and kick Satan's butt and have authority on this earth and speak to your mountain of debt, or speak to your mountain of, you know, cancer, or speak to your mountain of lack, or whatever it is. Speak to that relationship. Speak to that child that's ran off and, you know, doing whatever. You can actually have authority and speak to those things because Jesus paid for it. And you can actually commune with Holy Spirit because He's the guide, counselor, comforter, your friend, your best friend, your business partner, your health advisor here on this earth. And guess what? He wants you to have an abundant life. He didn't, you know, Jesus didn't, you know, sit here and die for you so that you could just, you know, wait it out, hunker down, like I said, and just hope to God that you, you know, dodge some bullets and dodge some things. You know, you don't get this, don't get that until you can make it to the sweet by and by of being in heaven. No, that's not how Jesus lived. Jesus lived in complete victory on heaven, on earth, and He's our model. So if you're not living in complete victory, then guess what? Maybe you need to take a checkup from the neck up and maybe screw your head on right. So this friend of mine, let me go back to what he said to me. I thought it was really good. But he said, yeah, Tyler, you know, I've been going deeper with Holy Spirit. You know, this is definitely not something that, you know, I really got a hold of. But, you know, I was going deeper with Holy Spirit and so forth like that, you know, because, man, you know, my upbringing was basically, it was God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Scriptures. it wasn't God the Spirit. It was God the Holy Scriptures, and that was it. All right. But Holy Spirit has got some things with you. I mean, even today in my quiet time today, I'll just go ahead and, you know, tell on Tyler a little bit that Tyler has to continue to go and deeper with Holy Spirit in different areas of my life, not just with finances, not just with, you know, healing, but there are other levels. There's other things that the Holy Spirit has for me that I can tap into. Okay. So, but this one right here for me personally, just my testimony is one that actually really rocked my boat. This one really did, was a game changer in my whole entire outlook on life and how I viewed my Heavenly Father. So let me set the scene. So it was 2002. Amy and I, we had just had celebrated basically 1 year of marriage. It was March of 2002. We had been married for a little over a year. We got married in January the 6th, 2000. I believe that's right. Yep, 2000. No, 2001. Oh, man, 2001. and here we were, Amy and I. We had just had 1 year of marriage. And so it was March. And that 1 year of marriage, you know, was okay. But going into that second year of marriage, I didn't know this, but we were going to make a combined income that year of $18,000, all right? $18,000. And that definitely does not pay the bills all that well, all right? Combined. That's Amy and I combined incomes of 2002 was $18,000. But God was moving and God was working in Amy and I's life. Now, what was happening was we had this group of ladies, all right? They're called the Honey Bunch. If you have heard my, you know, any kind of episode that I've ever done. And the Honey Bunch literally were the first people, okay? You might have heard about people on TV. You might have, you know, read about somebody somewhere in a book. But the Honey Bunch were actually the first group of people that we met, that Amy and I knew personally, that were modern day Jesuses, like little Jesuses walking around. I'm not joking about it. There was the grandmother, Honey, and then there was the two daughters, Paulette and Jenny. Okay. And you know, these ladies were a little bit older than Amy and I. They were kind of more on lines of almost like, you know, Paulette and Jenny were probably almost like parents, like our parents' age. And then Honey was kind of like a grandparent. Well, the way that it all kind of went down with us is we actually, with Honey, and we would go and meet with them at Starbucks and sit down and talk with them. And they would just talk about stories of what God was doing in their life, where that they had laid hands on the sick and saw a person get healed of cancer, where that they sent an apron cloth or a cloth of something to somebody in a hospital, and the person laid it on them and they got up out of the hospital bed healed. You know, people getting delivered of financial bondage in a case or a court case that seemed like nothing was going to happen. And all of a sudden they got totally turned around 180 degrees on it, to them actually seeing that nothing would happen to their property if any kind of hurricane came through when they were as they were living in Myrtle Beach. Okay, I'm telling you guys, they were little Jesuses walking around. I had never met anybody like them. They talked differently, they acted differently, they believed differently. I had never met anything about them. So I was obviously intrigued by them. I enjoyed talking to them and talking about what the Heavenly Father was doing and how they were working. Well, Tyler, let me go back to, again, that year, 2002. Again, I was not making hardly any money. Actually, I was making no money at all. And in that March of 2002, I literally was so upset. I was literally angry with the Lord. And I remember sitting on my couch reading the Bible. I was reading maybe somewhere in Psalms about blessed is the man that does this, and blessed is the man that has this, and blessed the man that, you know, knows the Lord, and blah, 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 blah. I mean, it was just making me frustrated because I wasn't seeing any of that happening in my life at that moment. All right. And it just so happened that very moment, how God works things out, that very moment, Amy had made a phone call to Paulette. And Paulette was actually praying with Amy because Amy was getting ready to fly out to go up to Indiana. She was going ahead of me, a couple days ahead of me, because she was a part of the wedding party. And she was going to be in her sister's wedding, her sister Angie. Well, lo and behold, I overhear that they're having this conversation. They're praying, and they just wrapped up their prayer. And so Mr. Recovering Choleric, let me call myself that, Mr. A-type personality, recovering A-type personality, I walk over to Amy and say, Amy, give me the phone. I want to talk to Paulette right now. Okay, all right. So me and my A-type personality mindset, golly, bless me in Jesus' name. I pick the phone up and I go, hey, Paulette, thank you so much for praying with Amy. Hey, I'm sitting there reading the Bible right now, and it's talking about me being blessed and so forth, but I ain't seen none of that happen in my life. Why is that? What is wrong? What is going on, Paulette? And Lily Paulette, in the sweet little innocent way she talked to me, she said, well, Tyler, you just got a wrong perspective of God. And I just wanted to throw the phone. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, you got the wrong perspective of God, and you're, you know, you just don't know who your enemy is. And man, when I heard her say that, I was like, okay, I'm done with this. I don't know what I don't know. So therefore, I need to know what I need to know. And Paulette, you've got the fruit on the tree. I mean, this is what I was thinking in my head. You got the fruit on the tree. I want to know what you know. So I'm coming over to your house tomorrow night. I got nothing going on. You got anything going on, Paulette? Well, no, but she literally said, why don't you wait till Amy gets back? You guys go do your thing and you come over. And I said, no, I can't wait. I got to come over now. So literally Amy flies out the next morning. That evening, that next day, the next evening, I go over to the Honey Bunch's house. So I'm sitting at the table. I've got Jenny, Miss Jenny, I've got Miss Paulette, and I got Honey sitting there waiting for me. And they got all these books on the table for me. And I started asking questions. And gang, I'm here to tell you that after it was probably a 2-hour conversation, my mindset, my newness of life changed about my Heavenly Father. Where that I used to sit there and, you know, the thing that religious people or religion had portrayed, that God was a harsh judge, that he, you know, you had almost like, you just never know what God's going to do to you or whatever, or, you know, he's this old man with a stick getting ready to beat you down. Or, you know, you'd hear things in the media saying, well, it was an act of God that, you know, this hurricane or this tsunami hit or whatever. And I just heard all these things. And, you know, even growing up of like, well, God, you know, God put this sickness on me just to teach me to draw closer to him. No, he didn't. I mean, this is what I thought. This is things that were taught. These were statements that were made. Okay? And I totally was in the wrong boat. I totally did not understand how much my Heavenly Father, how perfect of a Father he really was and how much he loved me. And I was reading all, and I was in my quiet time just the other day, and I was reading my devotional, and it was by Jerry Savelle, and he was just talking about how God is a perfect Father. And basically, I just wanted to kind of recapsulate a couple of these things, and I've got a couple other things I will mention, and I'll be done. But gang, I'm telling you, this is something you got to get your mind renewed. If you want to be, you know, financially free, if you want to understand kingdom economics, if you want to understand, you know, wealth mentality as far as kingdom wealth mentality, if you want to dominate in this world and, you know, be the head and not the tail is what the Bible says, then you've got to understand your Heavenly Father, that he is a good Father. He's actually a perfect Father. So I just want to rattle off a couple of things. I mean, you know, you might have a distorted image of God, just like I did, you know, where the God was, you know, putting stuff on me that to cause me, you know, to be disciplined or put something, you know, on me that he was trying to discipline me with, you know, like for, you know, I don't have time to go into examples, but just hear me, okay? That, and I'm just going to read this, a little bit of this devotion. When you allow the Holy Spirit to reveal the heart of love God has just for you, then you will enjoy your walk with him as you fulfill all the wonderful plans he has for your life. Here's what you can expect, all right? This is what you can expect from your Heavenly Father as you change your image. These are things that I had to get my head wrapped around. Here's one of them. Number one, your Heavenly Father is for you. So if there's anything that ever comes at you that's a negative thing, that didn't come from him. The other good thing inside that is he will be with you every step of the way. So if you're going through a situation in your life, maybe it might be a health challenge like we're dealing with the whole coronavirus or a death of someone, or it might be that you got a financial situation going on. Number one, God's for you. So God didn't bring that to you. John 10:10 says that Jesus came to give life and give it more abundantly. Okay. So if it's not abundant life, if it's not good thing, that didn't come from the Heavenly Father. Okay. So number one, recognize that. Okay. And he's with you. Number two, your Heavenly Father's motive is always love. When you think he's spoiling your fun, this is just from Jerry, what he wrote right here. When you think he's spoiling your fun, he's actually protecting you from something that could harm you, okay? I did an episode a couple episodes ago about, you know, is there a governor on your success. And sometimes, guys, you know, it's not the failure of something that, you know, really takes people out. It's actually them getting success too fast that destroys them. Okay? I know my Heavenly Father, I know He saved me, because if I continued on the path that I was on, all right, watch this now. So back in 2008, I heard the Lord say, Tyler, I want you to slow down. I want you to take your foot off the throttle of your business. Because trust me, guys, I was going Mach 2 with my hair on fire with my business, with my marketing business, and nothing was stopping me. And I was going to succeed if, you know, hair lifted the governor. I have no idea what that means, but, you know, I was going to succeed no matter what. And God stopped me in my tracks. God put a governor on my success at that moment. And thankfully, I was willing to listen to Him, because I know that if I continued down that path of just going and going and working and working and beating my head, that probably my health wouldn't be good. My marriage definitely wouldn't be good. And probably, you know, my kids' situation wouldn't be good at all. It'd be just full of a life of strife and turmoil and, you know, stress. That's what it would have been. But the Lord put a governor on my success, and He was spoiling my fun. All right, going back into what Jerry said, it wasn't that. He was actually rewiring my brain. He was helping me to rethink things. So my Heavenly Father's motive is always love, all right? Now, number three, I think I'm on number third one, okay? Your Heavenly Father wants you to succeed at all you set your hand to do. He will show you, watch this now, this is what my Heavenly Father did with me. He will show you how to be successful. He will encourage you to keep going and never quit, all right? That's your good Father. Okay, the enemy is the exact opposite. You know, he doesn't want you to succeed at anything you put your hand to, but God wants you to succeed, all right? And He's going to teach you how to succeed. That's the beautiful thing. The enemy doesn't want you to know that. The Lord is actually going to teach you how to succeed, all right? Because, I mean, He even teaches you, you know, in Isaiah it says, I'll teach you how to profit, and I will teach you how to profit, okay? Number four, your Father will pick you up if you fail. He will bind your wounds and set you on your feet again. That's a good Father right there. Next one, your Father wants the absolute best for you in all you do. He doesn't want you to settle for less than what you can have. So gang, I'm telling you have to have a wealth mentality. You have to have a, you know, abundance mentality, that God wants you to go higher. God wants you to be the best at whatever you have. And here's the other good thing. Your Heavenly Father delights it when you come and talk with Him. He loves it to share His wisdom and counsel to show you the way you should go. All right? I'm telling you that's why you heard me have talked about this, like, have a business meeting with God every day about what you should be doing in your job, in your business, in your way of life, in your marriage, or whatever it is that you've got going on. Go and, you know, get rid of your agenda. Don't bring your agenda or your plan and ask God to bless it. Don't do that. Go in with no agenda so that He can give you the plan. And so that, guess what? The plan will already be blessed. That's how it works, okay? And, you know, I'm going to add this one right here to this, okay? So He loves talking to you guys, all right? I just want to make sure we got that. Your Heavenly Father is not holding anything back from me. He loves talking to you about what's going on. He's not hiding anything from you, okay? Watch this. Your Heavenly Father is so good that you don't even need to go talk to Him, and watch this now, about your needs, okay? He wants to know what your wants and desires are. So you can actually talk about that. When you get into communion, when you get delight yourself in the Lord, He's going to start dropping into you some big things that you would want. And gang, I'm telling you that instead of talking to Him about your needs, start talking to Him about your wants. Because if you get your wants, guess what? Your needs will be taken care of, right? I mean, just for example, I took this as an excerpt from an article I read. It says, if you're a grandparent and your grandchild says, "Grandmama, I want some ice cream," is that greedy? No, it's just simply the child wanting ice cream. So why do you think it's being greedy to tell your Heavenly Father what you want? Okay? If the child's not being greedy, I mean, trust me, my kids, my four kids, my daughter, I kid you not, all right? It's either her or one of my kids. When we were actually in school and I would pick them up after school all the time, I mean, it didn't fail. She or one of them would ask me, more of my little girl Trinity, would say, "Hey, Daddy, can you go take us to get ice cream? Can we get ice cream?" I never thought about that. What are you doing, greedy child? No, I never thought about that. Did she need ice cream? No, she didn't need ice cream, but she wanted ice cream. She was making her want known. Now, did I always fulfill that ice cream need? No, I did not. But there were times where I did. There were times where I said, "You know what? I want to take you for ice cream." There's nothing wrong with that. It takes great faith to read Christ's teaching. And Christ says, ask for anything. Okay, I'm basing this all on, you know, actually John, 14, verse 13. All right. So if you go read that, he says to ask Him for anything so the Father can receive glory. Your Father wants to receive glory for meeting your wants. All right. It says actually in Mark 11:24, it says, "Whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it and you shall have it." The Message translation is even more powerful, guys. I'm telling you, and I'm going to end with this right here. Okay. That here's what the Message translation is about, Mark 11:24. Okay. Here it is. Ready for this? "That's why I urge you to pray for absolutely everything," or ask for everything, ranging from small to large. Include everything as you embrace this God life, and you'll get God's everything. That's so good. All right. I mean, pray for everything, spiritually, physically, financially. Pray for it all, guys. Ask for it all. Ask big. Ask big, receive big. All right. If you're not asking big, then guess what? You're asking small automatically. And God, I mean, there's no faith in me. It's like, trust me, God wants you to, he's such a good Father to you that guess what? He wants to do the more than above. He has super abundance. So why would you sit there and just ask for little things? Don't ask for little things, okay? Because He's a perfect Father. So Success Has Community, get that perspective, all right? That He is a perfect Father for you. He wants to bless you exceedingly abundantly above you can all ask or think. And the reason why He wants to bless you exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think, and the reason why He wants to extend His love out there to you so it pours out on you, so that guess what? You can go do the same thing for other people. So that you are blessed to be a blessing to other people. Okay? So, Success Has Community, I'm done. Hey, if you want me to partner with you, if you want me to actually come and speak to your organization or speak to your group, let me know. You can get in touch with me. Go to thesuccessedge.biz. Go to the contact section and reach out to me that way. Also, hey, if you want to partner with me, if you are getting blessed, if you feel like you're receiving a blessing from this, I'd ask you to consider prayerfully partnering with me. Go to actually the link in the description underneath this podcast. You'll see it. It's patreon.com/Tyler McCart. All right. Click the link in the bottom and you can go out there and just be led. Pray over it. Seek the Lord on how much, if you feel led to give. Okay. So gang, know that you're blessed. You're highly favored. You're empowered to prosper. You walk in divine health. The spirit of breakthrough is upon you guys. And gang, we'll catch you on the other side.